Souvenirs between fellow Luton residents. Kaswami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Ketoprak, kamu minta martabak yang diisi dengan kacang lalu ditabur coklat. Ku ingin nasi padang, tapi kamu melarang. Lalu aku tetap beli, gak bilang-bilang. Aku mau kerak telur, kamu minta batagor. Ayo coba pesan pakai jasa sepeda motor. Aku mau gado-gado, kamu bubur manado. Mendadak ku ingin terong sambal balado. Tak perlu kita untuk saling memaksa, karena kita beda selera. Namun kita bisa jalan bergandengan tangan menuju tempat makanan. Ku ingin nasi gila, kamu minta lasagna. Masak kecap manis dicampur keju mozzarella. Nasi goreng ikan asin, sate kambing bikin pusing. Tempe mendoang karena ku tak pernah bosan.
Fun fact, this song contains a lot of Indonesian traditional foods, and it's about to a couple of lovers who have different tastes in food, but they're still together. Make sure to be staying on vonews.id and RRI Digital.
Tak perlu kita untuk saling memaksa, karena kita beda selera. Namun kita bisa jalan bergandengan tangan menuju tempat makanan. Sampai kita di sana tahunya dompet terlupa. Akhirnya kita berdua jadi puasa.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song released in 1989 was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
are still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, Indonesian Minister of Transportation Dudi Purwagandi recently inspected the Terminal 1 of Soekarno-Hatta Airport, which is to ensure the readiness of the airport to face the upcoming homecoming flow for the Idul Fitr. And reported by RRI.co.id, in this inspection, they decide that the main focus is to checking the check-in system, and then the security, the waiting lounge, the arrival terminal, and also the revitalization of Terminal 1. As we know that most of the airports are using the Terminal 2 and Terminal 3. In the meantime, according to the survey by the Transportation Policy Agency, or BKT, the Soekarno-Hatta Airport will be a highlight during the homecoming because it will be serving a domestic flights that is predicted to be increasing by 6.46%, and it is predicted that around 1.27 million passengers will be flying from Soekarno-Hatta Airport during this year's Eid homecoming.
If your voice, if your touch, if your kiss, if your eyes, if your smile, they were mine. You know I want for you to be by my side. Girl, nothing gonna change, kau punya ku. Matamu, tatapmu, ku rindu. Seakan senyummu untukku. If I could, baby, I give my world to you. I hope you love me, 'cause 靠近大哭. If you were mine, you'd be my everything. If you weren't mine, I wouldn't have anything. Peluk cium ku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Dan darah
tak lepas, kan ku
dan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu. Peluk ciumku tak lepas, kan ku berikan untukmu. If you're mine, aku kan setia padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. The truth is not decided by how many people believe in it. A quote by K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Listener, K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on August 1st, 1868. K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia, from empower, equal education, health, and even faith. K. Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. And listener, that's quote of the day.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ku pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Pandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan panik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini jadi, oh oh oh. Tak kenapa jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku. Oh oh no. Tak kenapa jika
berkata, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. bilangkan baik pagi ke aku kan baik saja.
Kanapa by Yura Yunita or It's Alright. The song itself is about acceptance. So from the five stages of grief, this is the final one, which is acceptance. Because the song itself is about people breaking up. And as long as it's good for both of them, it's good for them, it's good for us. Well, let's just break up because we still apparently love each other. But in reality, do we really have this kind of breakup? Do you ever experience this kind of thing? And maybe if you have something else to say about the Voice of the Nation, you can send it to our email, voalisteners@gmail.com, or feel free to chat us on our WhatsApp application, which is the +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And more things from the Voice of Indonesia will be coming up next, like the next one for people having a very, very bad breakup. In Indonesia, we have the term healing. Healing, well, we know that mentally it's about a process to heal ourselves from the scars in our mentality or even in our mind. But in Indonesia, somehow, the meaning is a little bit shifted into traveling. Well, it's not entirely wrong because traveling can also heal you up. So if you want to heal you up with a little bit exercise, because this is a little bit challenging, you can go to West Java and visit Mount Galunggung. And here is the complete story about Mount Galunggung as a tourism object.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Galunggung punya tiga pendirian, ialah satu, galunggung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, galunggung tempat galunggung.
Galunggung has three foundations. Galunggung. First, galunggung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's galunggung berin ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, Tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek Tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Ya, dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam.
Pertama pengolahannya yang
The tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex-disaster, which now becomes craterless. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village, if not mistaken, by village Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers. About tourist visits so far, Ibu Oem, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari-hari Idul Fitri.
On a certain day, at Al Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, friends, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the friend certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja. To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explains that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people face on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs, will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lead. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But, in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam itu istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish in the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, pet fish. Usually Sundanese people farm pet fish, korp, pomfret, and also gurami.
Oh, yang camp banyak juga. Yang camp tiap malam ada. Kalau malam minggu.
Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved, and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Development of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya, bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran.
About city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed. So it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Lemahnya pertahanan ini belah tapi pasti, kanan jadi kiri, mulai pakai hati, janganlah kau pergi.
Terbawa kisah yang kau ceritakan, tergulung aku dalam hayalan.
Sebuah kesempatan sulit dilewatkan, menjadi tambahan tak bisa tertahan.
Satu kali dua kali makin-makin tak terkendali, banting kiri hati kini menjadi sepi.
Aku tak sendiri, selalu ada dia yang menemani.
Satu kali dua kali makin jadi oposisi. Who am I to you?
Teman atau bukan, gantungkan harapan.
No, not again, man. Bermain-main sama kamu, tak berharap jauh, apalagi rindu. Ketika aku membuka mata, tahu-tahu aku jatuh cinta. Entah mengapa kita terus berjumpa, janji di sela agenda yang ramai, beku mencari.
Is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
Bye.
it's still morning in Indonesia, but I would like to remind everybody who are fasting to please pick the food for iftar or to break the fast. I mean, to open it, to break the fast with a healthier food. Because we know in Indonesia we have a lot of choices, and some of them are more enticing than the rest of them. And the head of Indonesian Chef Association in West Nusa Tenggara, Anton Sugiono, recommended all of us to break the fast with a healthier menu. And he recommended to avoid fries. It's not only about French fries, but everything that is being fried using oil. So Anton recommended us to pick the ones that is cooked with another method that is healthier, such as steaming or maybe pan searing. And Anton affirmed that the cooking method will affect the nutrition in breaking the fast. Even if you still persisted that you need something being fried, Anton said that we need to combine it with another one that is cooked with other method. So make sure that not all of them are fried. You got to make sure it's balanced and also it's healthier. So that after the fasting month and maybe after that, you'll be having a healthier life.
Ada satu bagian pada perempuan yang sangatlah peka bila disentuh oleh lelaki. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Karena bagian itu hanya untuk lelaki yang cukup umur. Karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Dimanakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu? Sentuhlah dia tepat di hatinya, dia akan jadi milikmu selamanya. Sentuh dengan setulus cinta, buat hatinya terbang melayang. Sentuh hatinya dengan sangat hati-hati bila ingin rebut. Karena bagian itu sungguh sangat bisa buat perempuan dimabuk kepayang, dimabuk asmara. Di manakah bagian itu? Maukah kau tahu?
step into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bagai embun pagi.
Listener, here's the news. The Jakarta Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency, BPBD, informed on Sunday that 12 tons of salt or natrium chloride have been dispersed into the sky during a 6-day weather modification operation in an effort to reduce rainfall intensity in the city. According to the spokesperson and the head of Jakarta Disaster Mitigation Agency's Logistics Equipment Subgroup, Michael Sitanggang, some 15 flight sorties with a duration of 31 hours and 30 minutes were involved in a cloud seeding operation. For Sunday's clouding seeding operation, the authorized agency dispersed 2.4 tons of hygroscopic seeding materials that absorbs water molecules, involving flight sorties and a duration of 5 hours and 40 minutes. The Minister of Culture, Fadlison, stated that this year the Indonesian government will register tempeh, the fermented soybean, for UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage. Speaking at a discussion event on Indonesian culinary culture held in Depok, West Java on Saturday, he said culinary is a cultural expression and part of local traditions passed down through generations. Therefore, the food culture is closely tied to the ancestral traditions, the minister said, as quoted from a minister's press release here on Sunday. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cari seorang raja yang ku pinta, langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari dunia.